We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our limud of Masechet Nedarim. We are up to Daf Mem. We begin, however, on the bottom line of Daf Lametet Amud Bet, in the middle of the line, Rav Chelbo Chalash. This limud is Leilui Nishmat, Reuven ben David, Yosef ben Tamara, Harav Shalom Cohen ben Tfach HaMalka, Yair ben Tova, Naim ben Chatun, Yom Tov ben Chana, Shaul ben Latife, Erez ben Miriam, Eta Rivka bat Mordechai, Rivka bat Devora, Eva Shlomit bat Ilana Esther, Chaya Esther Chava bat Sarah, En Luba bat Mazal, Alehem HaShalom. Also Lizchut, Refu'ah Shelema, Aaron Yitzchak ben Brina, Avraham ben Aviva, Moshe ben Chana, יוחאי בן בלוריה, אסתר בת שרה, גרסטובה בת חנה, אלישבה בת נטה, חנה בת צוריקה, and גבריאלה מסעודה בת שרה, לרפואה שלמה. The Gemara begins on the bottom of Lametet Amud Bet, in the middle of the line, Rav Chelbo Halash, Rav Chelbo, one of the Amoraim, he fell ill, he became sick. Nafak achriz Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana went out and he announced, Rav Chelbo Baish, Rav Chelbo became sick. La'ika de ka'ate. There was no one who came to visit him. Amar lehu, so Rav Kahana said to the Chachamim, lo kach haya ma'ase betalmid echad mitalmidei Rabbi Akiva. Wasn't there a story involving one of the students of Rabbi Akiva, Shechala, who became sick? Lo nichnesu Chachamim levakero, and the Chachamim did not come to visit him. Venichnas Rabbi Akiva levakero, and Rabbi Akiva himself went to visit him. ובשביל שקיבדו וריבצו לפניו חיה. And because Rabbi Akiva came and he instructed his students to take care of him, so because they kibdu, they swept the floors, וריבצו לפניו, they sprinkled water on the floor before the sick student, חיה, he recovered. It gave him chiyut. אמר לו רבי החייתני. The student said to Rabbi Akiva, my teacher, you revived me. יצא רבי עקיבא ודרש, and רבי עקיבא went out, and he taught, כל מי שאין מבקר חולים, כאילו שופך דמים. Anyone who does not do ביקור חולים, does not visit the sick, it's as though he is spilling his blood, because it could be that that sick person doesn't have anyone to care for him. And if there are no visitors, no one will know about his situation, no one will come to his aid, and who knows what will happen. So therefore, Rav Kahana went out and he told people, how dare you? He told the Chachamim, how can you not come and do Bikur Cholim? Don't you know the story that happened in the time of Rabbi Akiva? Which teaches us that kol mi she'eno mevaker cholim, keilu shofech damim. Ki ata Rav Dimi amar, when Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said, kol ha-mevaker et ha-chole gorem lo she'ichye. Anyone who visits the sick, he causes that he will live. Ve'kol she'eno mevaker et ha-chole gorem lo she'yamut. Anyone who doesn't visit causes him to die. The Gemara asks, "Mai gerama?" In what way are his actions the cause of that result? How is he causing it? Ilema, if you say kol ha-mevaker et ha-chole mevakesh alav rachamim sheyichye, if you mean to say that anyone who visits the sick, he prays for him to Hashem that he should live. Ve'kol she'en mevaker et ha-chole mevakesh alav rachamim sheyamut. Do you mean to say that anyone who doesn't visit the sick, he's praying that he should die? Sheyamutz al kadatach. That he prays that he should die? How could you think such a thing? Ela kol she'en mevaker chole. Rather, what it means is, anyone who doesn't visit the sick, en mevaker shalav rachamim, lo sheyichye ve'lo sheyamut. He doesn't pray for him, neither that he will live, nor that he shall die. So since he could have saved the sick person with his tefillot, had he visited, so his failure to visit is tantamount to causing his death, chas v'shalom. Rava, the Gemara tells us regarding Rava, one time when he was sick, Yoma kadma'a dehalish, on the first day of when he was ill, Amar lehon, he would say to his family, La tiglu le'inish, I don't want you to reveal to any person that I am sick, De'la litra mazale, so that my mazal should not suffer. Mikan va'ilach amar lehon, from that point forward, when the situation deteriorated, then amar lehon, he said to them, puku ve'achrizu beshuka, go and announce outside in the marketplace that I am sick. Why? Dekol desaneli lechdeli. Any enemy that I have, anyone who hates me, will be happy to hear that I am sick. And you know, it says in the pasuk, in Mishle, uchtiv, binfol oivcha al tismach. do not rejoice when your enemy falls. And the continuation of the pasuk there in Mishle Perek Avdalet is that if a person rejoices when his enemy falls, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn away the anger from the person and return it to him and reverse it upon him. Okay? Uderachim li libaya alai rachame. And those who love me, they will pray for me that Hashem will have mercy upon me. So on the first day, he didn't want to reveal, but then as it progressed, he wanted the other way around. He said, go and proclaim so that I will have a twofold protection. Number one, from the joy of enemies that will come back to benefit for me. And of course, those who love me will pray for me to Hashem. Amarav, Rav says, Kol ha-mevakeret ha-chole nitzol midina shel geinom. Anyone who visits the sick is spared from dina shel geinom, from the judgment of geinom. Sheneemar, as it says in Tehilim Mem Aleph, Ashre maskil el dal. Happy, fortunate is the one who thinks about the poor. Beyom ra'a yemaletehu Hashem. On the day of evil, Hashem will save him because of the fact that he thought of thought about the poor. Now, what poor are we talking about? En dal ela chole. When it says dal, poor, it means someone who is sick. Sheneemar, as it states in Yeshaya, midala yevatze'eni. He will save me from illness. So you see, illness is called dala. So dal means a person who is ill. Inami min hadenkra. Or, alternatively, from a different pasuk in Shmuel Bet Perek Yud Gimel. It says there, Yonadav asked his sick friend Amnon, the son of David HaMelech, he asked him, Madua ata kacha dal ben HaMelech baboker baboker. Amnon made an appearance that he is sick. So his friend Yonadav told him, Madua ata kacha dal? Why do you look so sick? So you see, the word dal means sick. So when it says, Ashre maskil el dal, fortunate is the one who visits the one who is sick. And what does it say? Biyom ra'a yemaletehu Hashem. On the day of ra'a, he will be saved. En ra'a ela gehinom. And that refers to gehinom sheneemar, as it says in Mishle Perek Tetzayin, kol pa'al Hashem lema'anehu. Hashem created everything for his own purpose. Ve'gam rasha le'yom ra'a. And even the wicked for the day of ra'a, which means referring to the ultimate punishment of the evildoer, which is gehinom. Rav said that anyone who visits the chole is saved from dina shel geinom. So ve'im biker masecharo, and if he visited, what is his reward? So the Gemara asks, masecharo, what's his reward? He just said, k'de'amar nitzol midina shel geinom. He will be saved from dina shel geinom. What do you mean masecharo? Ela masecharo ba'onam hazeh. What is that's saved from Geinom that's in the next world? What is his reward in this world? So Rav continues and he says, it's a pasuk in Tehilim Mem Aleph. There it continues, Hashem askil el dal, v'yom ra'im aletehu Hashem. So it says there, Hashem yishmereu v'hayehu. Hashem will preserve him and keep him alive, ve'ushar ba'aretz, and he will be happy in the land, ve'al titenehu benefesh oyevav, and he will not be delivered to the hands of his enemies. So Rav explains, Hashem yishmerehu, what does it mean Hashem will preserve him, will protect him, miyetzer hara, from the evil inclination, vihayehu, and he will keep him alive, that's referring to min hayisurim, he will spare him from suffering, ve'ushar ba'aretz, he will be called happy in the land, what does that mean, sheyehu akol mitkabedim bo, everyone will be honored from their association with him. It will be an honor to be his friend. Ve'al titenehu benefesh oyevav, and don't deliver him into the hands of his enemies. She'izdamnu lo re'im kena'aman sheripu et sara'ato. It means that he will have friends like those who gave advice to Na'aman to seek a cure for his tzara'at. Ve'al yizdamnu lo re'im kerechav'am shechilku et malchuto. And he won't have friends who gave bad counsel to Rechavam, who gave him bad advice, which resulted in Chilku et Malchuto. It resulted in the splitting of his kingdom. And that will not happen to this person who is Maskil El Dal, who is concerned and considerate over the sick by visiting him and worrying and tending for his needs. Tanya, in relation to what we just mentioned, the Pasuk of Rechavam, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Im yomru lecha yeladim bene uzkenim setor, if the youth, if young people tell you, build bene, and the elders, the zekenim, tell you, no, the opposite, setor, you should demolish, shema la zekenim, ve'al tishma la yeladim. Listen to the elders. They have wiser advice to give. Do not listen to the yeladim, to the youth. Shebinyan yeladim stira, because many times the construction, the building of the youth is actually stira, destruction. Ustirat zekenim binyan, and many times when the elders give advice to be soter, to demolish, that in itself is binyan, is building. Vesiman ladavar, and a hint to remember this is Rechavam ben Shelomo, the story of Rechavam, the son of Shelomo. Had he listened to the advice of the elders at the time, there would be no division in the Malchut. There would be no split in the kingdom, as you can see in Sefer Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Bet. Amar Rav Shesha Bered Ravidi. Rav Shesha, the son of Ravidi, said, La lis'od inish ketzira, a person should not visit a sick person, La bitlat sha'e kadmaita, not during the first 3 hours of the day, Vela bitlat sha'e batraita deyoma, nor in the last 3 hours of the day, ki hechi dela lisach da'ate min rachame, so that he will not be distracted from praying to Hashem for mercy. How do we understand that? So how's that a reason for not visiting the first 3 hours and the last 3 hours? So Rav Shesha explains, because telat sha'e kadmaita, because if you would visit in the first 3 hours, in the first 3 hours of the day, ravcha da'ate, the sick person is relieved. He feels a little bit better after a whole night's sleep and the sunlight of the morning. So his suffering is somewhat alleviated. So the person who visits will not feel so bad. He will conclude, oh, maybe he's getting better. So he won't feel like he has to really pray. So that's not the time to do Bikur Cholim, because there is an appearance as if you'll be deceived by the appearance that he's better. Batraita, and the last 3 hours, takif chulshe, his weakness, the weakness of the sick person is exacerbated. And therefore, to the point where the visitor will be mityaesh, will despair of even praying. He will think, what am I going to pray for? This really looks bad. So the first 3 hours of the day, things look good, he won't pray. The last 3 hours of the day, things look so bad that he won't feel that his prayers will help. Therefore, a person should visit during the middle of the day, where that has the balance that will be enough to give the sense of urgency to the mevakel, to the visitor, that he should pray to Hashem for the sake of the chole. Amar Ravin, Amar Rav. Ravin says in the name of Rav, Minayin she'akadosh baruch hu zan et hachole. From where do we know that Hashem himself sustains the sick person? She'ne'emar, it states in Tehilim, Mem Aleph, the perek that we mentioned before, Hashem yis'adenu al erez devai. Hashem supports him upon the bed of suffering. So what does that mean, supports him? It means he gives him, he sustains him with feeding him and what he needs. And Ravin said also in the name of Rav, Minayin she'ashechina sheruya lemala mimitato shel hachole. From where can we derive that the Shekhinah, the divine presence, is resting above the bed of the sick person? Shene'emar, Hashem yis'adenu al eres devai. Hashem yis'adenu, the Shekhinah comes and sustains and supports the sick, al eres devai, by his bed, upon his bed. So we see Hashem is actually over his bed. That's the Shekhinah shuya lemala mimitato. Tanya nam yahachi, and we learned like this also in the Braita, nichnas levakeret hachole. This has a halachic ramification. One who enters to visit the sick, lo yeshev lo al gabe mita velo al gabe safsal velo al gabe kisei, shouldn't sit nor on the bed, nor on a bench or on a chair that is higher than the bed upon which the sick person is lying. Rather, el mitatev yoshev al gabe karka, he should wrap himself, meaning wear a jacket, as if he's praying to Hashem, and sit on the ground or on a lower chair than the bed. This is out of deference and kavod to the Shekhinah that is right now resting upon the bed of the Chole. Sheneemar, as it says in the pasuk that we just mentioned, Hashem yis'adenu al eres devai, on the bed of the sick person. Now the Gemara brings us an unrelated teaching, but being that it was said by Ravin in the name of Rav, like the previous one that we just learned regarding Bikur Cholim, so the Gemara brings it here as well. The Amar Ravin Amar Rav. Ravin said in the name of Rav, Mitra b'ma'arava, when there is rain in the west, which means when there is rain in Eretz Yisrael, Sahada Rabba Perat. A great witness to that is Nahar Perat, is the Euphrates River, which means when people in Bavel, if they want to know, is it raining in Eretz Yisrael? Well, they take a look at the Euphrates River, and they look at it and they see that if there is an increase in the water flow of Nahar Perat, that shows that there is rain coming down in Eretz Yisrael. That's something that Ravin said in the name of Rav. Upliga de Shmuel, but this statement of Rav disagrees with the statement of Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel said, Nahara mi kefe mitbarech. A river is blessed from its banks, meaning from its own sources, from its own rocks, from its own source. The increase in the water flow of the river is not attributed to rain, rather to its own blessing from its banks. Mikefe, nahara mikefe mitbarech. Upliga de Shmuel ad Shmuel. Now the Gemara says this statement of Shmuel actually contradicts or disagrees with another statement of Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, En hamayim metaharim bezochalim, ela perat beyomet tishre bilvad. This is in regards to going to the river to immerse oneself as in a mikveh. Now the halacha is that a river can be metaher bezochalim, which means although normally a mikveh has to be standing water, but in a river, the river can be zochalim, it can be flowing water, and it is mitaher. Now Shmuel said, when do we say that? Shmuel says, En hamayim mitaharim bezochalim, the flowing water of river, if the river is running and flowing water, it is not mitaher, it does not purify, ela only prat beyome tishre bilvad. Only in the Nahar Perat, in the Euphrates River, and only during the days of Tishre alone. Which means, because after the summer, when no rain falls, so it's clear that the water in the river is flowing from the source of the river itself. So then that's good. During the rest of the year, so then you either have rain or snow that is mingled, that is mixed with the river water, and water from rain or snow can only purify when they are standing. So therefore, during the rest of the year, if you are going to be tovel in the river and the river is flowing, it could very well be that it is flowing because of the rainfall. And rainfall is not metahel bezochalim. So Shmuel says the only time that the water of the river is metahel bezochalim, when it is flowing, that's only biyomet tishre. That's only right after the summer, in the days of Tishrei, where there wasn't much rainfall or snow or anything like that. So then you know the flow of the river is from its own source. So what do we see over here? This statement of Shmuel is different than what he said before. The first statement, he said, Nahara mikefe mitbarech, a river, it flows not from rain, it flows from its own source. But here we see that he's saying most of the time, we are concerned that the flow of the river is from rainfall. And that's why you can only go to the river as a mikveh by in Nehar Perat and Yomei de Tishrei. So we have here two contradicting statements of Shmuel. Now the Gemara continues and says that Avuha de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, Avad lehon mikvaot libnate beYomei Nisan, he made mikvaot. He made baths, right, for his daughters during the days of Nisan, u'mapatze biyomei de Tishrei, and he placed mats in the Nehar Perat, in the Euphrates River, during the days of Tishrei. Meaning like this, the father of Shmuel agreed with what his son Shmuel said, and that's why in the days of Nisan, he would not let his daughters go to the mikveh in the river. because that's when there is a concern that there is more rainwater that is causing the flow of the river than the river itself, than the source of the water of the river itself. And therefore, if they would go to the river, that would not be an effective tevila b'mikveh. So avad lehon mikvaot, he fashioned, he built mikvaot for his daughters to go to during the days of Nisan. So that's like the second statement of Shmuel that says that during the days of Nisan, you cannot be tovel in the river because we are concerned that there's more rainwater that is running, and therefore that immersion, that tevila would not be effective. But Beyome Tishrei, he made mapatsim for them. In the days of Tishrei, he made mats, which means he would allow them to go and be tovel in the Euphrates River, and he made for them mats, and he put it in the river so that they should walk on those mats as they go down into the river to immerse, so that their feet will not get muddy from the mud of the riverbed, and that would be a chatzitza, that would be a partition between their feet and the water. So in order to avoid chatzitza, he made special mats as they are going into the river so that they are tovel in the water itself. So we see here that Avuah de Shmuel was in agreement with this statement of his son Shmuel. Amar Rabbi Ameh Amar Rav. Rabbi Ameh says in the name of Rav, Mai dichtiv, what is the meaning of the pasuk in Yecheskel Perek Yudbet? Ve'ata ben adam ase lecha kele gola. You, ben adam, make for yourself utensils of exile, of galut. What is this? Now, just by the way, before we continue, you might ask, what is the connection here? In fact, we're going to see there's absolutely no connection with this ma'amal to what we learned before. However, some say that the girsa over here, the version, is not Rabbi Ami Amarav, rather Ravin Amarav. The Masoret Hashas brings down, and that's how it is in the En Yaakov. It is Ravin in the name of Rav. So that's the connection. This is another statement of Ravin in the name of Rav, who asked, what is the meaning of this pasuk in Yecheskel? Ve'ata ben adam ase lecha kele gola. Fashion for yourself implements of galut. Zu ner uke'ara ve'shatiach. This is a ner, a lamp, a ke'ara, a bowl, and a shatiach, and a rug. A person who goes into galut, he needs those items, and they are portable. Now the Gemara on the top of Mem Aleph brings another statement to explain a different pasuk, a pasuk in Parashat Ki Tavo, where it says, you will serve your enemies in hunger and in thirst, bechoser kol, and with lacking all things, with a shortage of all things. What's bechoser kol? So once again, our Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Ami Amarav, but according to what we said before, there's a different girsa, Amaravin Amarav. Ravin says in the name of Rav, or Rabbi Ami in the name of Rav says, what does that mean? Bechoser kol, belo ner ubelo shulchan. Without a lamp and without a table to eat upon it. These are the basic needs of a human being, as we saw before in the pasuk of Galut, and here in the tochicha of Bechoser kol. Rav Chisda Amar, belo isha. Rav Chisda says, Bechoser kol means without a wife. Rav Sheshet Amar, belo shamash. Rav Sheshet says, Bechoser kol, that means without an attendant to aid him. Don't forget, Rav Sheshet was a blind man. And therefore, for him, the shamash, without him, it was Bechoser kol. Rav Nachman Amar, belo de'a. Rav Nachman says, without a mind, without intelligence, that is Bechoser kol. Tana, we learned in a braita, another explanation, what does it mean without everything? Belo melach ubelo revav. Without salt, and without revav. Revav means oil to dip the bread into. So salt to dip the bread, and revav, that is thick oil to dip the bread into, that is bechoser kol, if one does not have that. And let's continue just one more statement. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, naktinan. We have the following statement as a tradition. En ani ela bede'a. A poor person, there's no one who is poorer than the one who is lacking intelligence, than the one who does not have da'at. Like we said before, bechoser kol, Rav Nachman said, means belo de'a. Abaye says, en ani ela bede'a. There is no poor person, only the one who is lacking intelligence. Bema'arava amre, in Eretz Yisrael, they said a similar statement as follows. Deda be kola be. One who has this, which means da'at, intelligence, kola be. Everything is in him. He has everything. Delo da be, if he does not have da'at, one who does not have intelligence, ma be. What is in him? What does he have? Da kane, one who acquires da'at, ma chasar. What is he lacking? Da la kane, if he does not acquire chokhmah, if he does not acquire da'at, then makane, then what does he acquire? What does he have after all?